The 147th Psalm, a call to praise unto our God, and filled, stuffed full of reasons to praise him. Psalm 147, let us hear the word of God. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. Excuse me. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is the Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek. He casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving, sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse, he taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem, praise thy God, O Zion, for he hath strengthened the bars of thy gates, he hath blessed thy children within thee, he maketh peace in thy borders, and filleth thee with the finest of the wheat. He sendeth forth his commandment upon earth, his sword runneth very swiftly. He giveth snow like wool, he scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes, he casteth forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sendeth out his word and melteth them, he causeth his wind to blow and the waters flow. He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord. Well, you notice, I'm sure, that the psalm begins and ends with the same four words, praise ye the Lord. And sandwiched between those two phrases is an abundance of reason why we should praise our God. And I want to focus on just one of those today and must acknowledge at the outset that I'm indebted to Charles Haddon Spurgeon for the encouragement in this particular text. In the ninth verse, why should we praise the Lord? Well, because he giveth to the beast his food and to the young ravens that cry. And embedded in that truth is certainly a great encouragement to us in prayer. He giveth to the beast his food. We think of the animals on this planet and how they are fed, how they do not sow seeds or gather into barns, and yet our Heavenly Father feeds them. And it says, he gives to the beast their food and to the young ravens which cry. And there's why I want to stop and focus for just a minute. The young ravens that cry, he hears them. He feeds them. How many of us pay attention to young ravens? Call it crows where I live. The crow and the raven both in the same kind of a family. There are crows every place and we pay them no mind at all. Not so with God. He hears the young raven when it cries. While they go unnoticed by man, they are not unnoticed by God. And we can be assured that the God who notices the young ravens notices his children with all the more focus and desire, and hears them when they cry to him. It's to be noted that the raven's cry is not one of beauty. If you want to hear birds sing, the raven is not one you want to hear sing. You may enjoy the sound of the birds in the spring of the year. I awake each morning and hear them in the holly tree outside my bedroom window as they're singing with such melody, no crows among them. I'm thankful for that. It's not a beautiful cry. And yet God hears the young ravens when they cry. He feeds those beasts. Our prayers don't have to be the eloquence of humanity or of deity. They need to be the cry that comes from the need of our heart as we address our God in praise and expectation. Let's not forget that the raven was an unclean bird, so named in the Old Testament scriptures. And yet God hears the raven when it cries. We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we do all fade as a leaf. And our iniquities like the wind have taken us away, and yet in Christ we are received of our Heavenly Father, and He hears us when we cry. It's notable, too, that the ravens thrive. They are not on any endangered species list. They have all that they want and more. They have such abundance that on one occasion God used them to feed the prophet. They appeared day and night with meals for him. God supplies for them. In spite of their raucous cry, the fact that they're unclean, God has blessed them. God keeps them. And so as we come to the Lord in prayer, even as he said to his disciples that one of them was of more value than many sparrows, so we know we are of more value than the raven. If he hears the raven unclean, when he cries with his coarse voice, he'll hear his people who come through Christ. And so let us ever avail ourselves of that privilege.